Today we begin a new series called Reentry Stories, conversations between people who were once in prison. When they return to the community, they often have trouble finding jobs, housing, education, and mental health services. Every year in Ohio, more than 22,000 people are released from prison, 1,500 in Montgomery County alone. Reentry Stories is produced by Mary Evans, who was incarcerated at Dayton Correctional, where she took part in Sinclair Community College's advanced job training program designed to prepare people for reentry. Once released, she enrolled at Antioch College and also got involved with the X Factor Initiative, part of the Dayton Collaboratory, which helps reentering citizens get jobs and life skills and helps them find peer mentors. All of the people in our series have taken part in either the Sinclair Prison Training Project or the X Factor Initiative. Today, we meet Sharika Gibson, who went through the Sinclair program, and Marsha Weber, part of the X Factor Initiative. Both of them had professional careers and families before they were incarcerated, and now they want to reclaim some of their old lives.
Well, just describe a little bit about your life before incarceration.
I was a career mom. I was a psychologist. I had a full-time job. I worked, and pretty much I came home. What about you? What was your life like before?
I could probably quote you, and then it would be exactly the same. I was definitely a career mom. I was a high school science teacher. My children played basketball, and so I was a big basketball mom, recorded every single game. You mentioned that when you were released, and you were driving to the halfway house, that you were crying uncontrollably. Can you remember why?
So, you know, you're not supposed to cry in prison. It makes you vulnerable. And being vulnerable in prison is not necessarily good. So I think part of what happened on that day was this huge dump of emotion that I had been not really successfully holding in check, but trying to hold in check. And then also it was like one deep breath, because then I was going back in where I was sort of halfway free, but not really.
I was so happy to get out. I was ready to go. And I knew I had all of these plans to go home to my husband, my children, my vehicle. All of the functional pieces were there. And being released, I knew they were there. What I didn't know was there was the grief that was waiting for me. I did seek help, and I went to a psychologist, and she told me that the reason that I was probably crying so much is because I was grieving for the life that I once had. That reentry feeling is real, isn't it? Everything you do, you question three times over. The person that I was before incarceration is different now. I was able to get a job that actually used my degree, being the math and science academic coordinator at Sinclair. And I definitely attribute that to having an education. That's one thing they cannot take from you. You take the license, but you can't take the education.
Certainly having an education brings with it a variety of skills. I am adept at various computer programs, not in terms of an IT person, but in terms of I could do data entry if that were all that was available to me. I could be a receptionist or a secretary or any of those things because I have those other skills that came along with my education. I got the job that I currently have because of my education. If you look at the database of all of the corollary consequences of having had a felony, many of those are related to licensure and certification and all of those things that are the next step after education. In a field such as mine, having the education only gets you so far. You have to have the license to go with it to be able to provide the services. Inside, it seems like the mantra is get them all an education, then they won't be felons anymore. And yet outside, that is inconsistent. And again, it's not that it's not possible. You and I both did get connected to something that was more professional. It is more difficult and there are more barriers. And so there's that internal inconsistency within the system that I don't think people see.
I just hope that we can start to have more people in our network, such as judges and probation officers and our neighbors that feel like they don't know a felon when actually they do, that we can just have more people to understand how difficult it is and to remember to see us. I see you, Marsha.
And I feel that you do. I appreciate that. I see you.
That was Returned Citizens, Marsha Weber and Sharika Gibson. The series is produced by Mary Evans. This series is produced by Mary Evans and is a collaboration between WYSO, Sinclair Community College, and the Dayton Collaboratory. Funding support comes from Sinclair and the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices. To hear an extended version of this interview, subscribe to the Reentry Stories podcast at WYSO.org or on your favorite podcasting app.